Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp and First Lady Marti Kemp received the Green Jacket Award from Georgia 4-H at the 2022 Georgia 4-H State Congress. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, this prestigious award is presented to individuals who have shown significant ongoing support to 4-H across the state of Georgia. During their two decades of involvement, Governor Kemp has passed and upheld legislation that provides funding for Georgia 4-H programming throughout the state. U.S. farmers plan to grow 5% more corn acres next year. That's according to a recent Farm Futures survey that found farmers expect to plant 94.3 million acres of corn next spring, an increase of 4.5 million acres from this year. If correct, it will be the largest corn acreage planted in the U.S. since 2013. The survey also shows an increase in wheat acres in 2023, up 7.5%. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association voiced their support to the Senate for the Livestock Regulatory Protection Act. NCBA Chief Counsel Mary Thomas Hart told lawmakers NCBA strongly supports the Livestock Regulatory Protection Act, which protects farmers and ranchers from onerous regulation. The legislation aims to prevent the EPA from issuing Clean Air Act Title V permits for emissions like carbon dioxide, nitrogen oxide, water vapor, and methane that result from livestock production. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.